Remember the list, America's Favorite Architecture, that we talked about as recently as 5 weeks ago in an episode? And we've done a few episodes in regards to this great architecture throughout the U.S. Harris Interactive did a poll and found out from Americans the top 150 architectural places that they absolutely love here in the U.S. And so I want to continue on with that trend today, talking about the Crystal Cathedral is number 65 on this list of 150 places. Crystal Cathedral is in California, and I believe this is the one, is that Pat Robertson made this one pretty popular with preaching and such. And so I have not been to that one yet. I don't know if I'll go. That sounds very eccentric and wonderful, but I don't know if that really hits the button for me. Gamble House in Pasadena, California. There's a couple right close to each other from Garden Grove to Pasadena, not too far away. Nebraska, number 67 is Nebraska State Capitol in Lincoln, Nebraska. I've been through Lincoln, Nebraska a few times, I believe, but I haven't stopped to see the state capitol, so that would be interesting. Sometimes just seeing any state capitol. I remember seeing the Idaho State Capitol, and it was pretty amazing, even though it's a smaller city, I guess, in Boise, but had a pretty cool Capitol building. Number 68 is the New York Times building in New York City. I've been to New York City a number of times, but I don't know if I've actually seen the Times building. I've probably been by it, but just didn't notice it. 69, I've been to this one a bunch, Salt Lake City Public Library. They redid the library. They had an older library that was maybe 30 or 40 years old, and back about 15 years or so ago, they put together a new library that was pretty avant-garde at the time. Very, very large, and books are just a small part of it. There's stores in there and just small little like cafes and things, but the outside of it is really beautifully done up as far as the, I guess, the way they designed the outside. The architecture on the outside is probably just as impressive on the inside. Number 70 is the Dolphin and Swan Hotels at Walt Disney World, Orlando, Florida. Any of the Disney World hotels are pretty amazing. These ones I haven't actually stayed at. I've heard, though, with military discounts and different things, you can get some great deals at some of the hotels there. Hearst Tower in New York City, that's number 71. I wonder if that was in Newsies. I know that there are some Hearst references as far as that's kind of what it was based on a little bit, but Hearst Tower, that'd be cool to take a look at. The Flatiron Building in New York City, or the Fuller Building, that one is cool. There seems to be a number of cities from Paris to maybe even Boston and others where they have Flatiron type buildings. And if you've had an opportunity to see the one in New York City, it's iconic. It's in a lot of pictures and such. So cool to at least go by. Number 73 is the Lake Point Tower in Chicago. I've been to Chicago a number of times. Don't know if I've seen that one. So a lot of these, it's the more times you go to these iconic cities, you'll be able to see some really cool things and maybe not see all the ones that are on the beaten path. Number 74 is the Guggenheim Museum in New York City. They often will do a free night, a few hours on like a Friday night or something like that. Last time I went, it was on one of those free nights. I've been there a couple times. The Guggenheim, in my opinion, the best part about it is it was Frank Lloyd Wright's iconic last design. I believe that was finished in the late 50s, and it was his last masterpiece. And so the swirling design, and it was very avant-garde. It was very ahead of its time back then, to the point where a lot of people mocked him for it because it just really stood out in New York City amongst the other architecture. And now it's considered one of his great masterpieces. The art inside, if you are a contemporary artist or appreciate contemporary art, you'll love it. There's a lot of modern art in there. I'm more of a impressionist and more of the French artist. That's what I appreciate. So I've been there with family members and others, and just both times kind of left going, huh, the actual building is awesome, but the artwork is a little bit different from my taste. 75 is Union Station in Los Angeles. I haven't checked that one out yet. 76 is the Willard Hotel in Washington, D.C. This is one of the iconic ones. The Willard Hotel, that's J.P. or Willard Marriott, got his start actually not in hotels, but in restaurants, and then ended up getting helping out with the airlines with food and air, and then switching to hotels not until clear into the late 60s, early 70s, as I recall. But the Willard Hotel, the Willard line is just amazing for that, the Marriott chain. And so if you have that hotel in particular, is one of the probably two or three most famous ones, right up there with the Hilton where Reagan was shot and such. Number 77 is the Sever Hall at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We were going to go there, some relatives and I, just recently to Harvard. We ended up going to Yale and checking that out, which wasn't too far from Harvard. We didn't get a chance to go check out the Sever Hall at Harvard. Have to do that next time we're there. Number 78 is the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. Haven't checked that out yet either. Number 79, Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington. Wow, that sounds pretty cool. I'll have to check that out. Not been there yet either. 80 is Phillips Exeter Academy Library in Exeter, New Hampshire. Whew, I haven't been to New Hampshire in many years. But I guess there's I think that's the first New Hampshire we've run across here on the list. 81 is the Plaza Hotel in New York City. You remember that from Home Alone 2, where little Macaulay Culkin runs into Donald Trump, who owned the Plaza Hotel at the time. Just to go inside is pretty amazing how opulent it is. Don't necessarily have to stay there for a few hundred bucks a night, but you can definitely walk through it. And that's fun to check out a lot of the Trump-owned properties in New York City, just to see how much opulence is in each place. The number 82 is the Sofitel Chicago Water Tower. I have no clue on that one. That should be interesting. 83, the Glessner House in Chicago. Okay, I think the Glessner House, that might have something to do with Frank Lloyd Wright. A lot of his properties, his designs are outside of Chicago to the northwest. Number 4 is the new Yankee Stadium in New York City. New meaning that it was built in 2010, whereas the other one was like 90 years old when it was torn down. I've had a few friends go to there. Absolutely amazing. Just to see the Yankee Library would be awesome. Gosh, to see all the baseball that maybe, the baseballs, the home, the bats, but to see what Babe Ruth is like, maybe a baseball he hit out of the park, or maybe to see a bat that he used, or any of the other greats from Lou Gehrig to Mickey Mantle, to see Derek Jeter, some of the more common ones, Don Mattingly. Take a look at Yankee history there. I think that'd be awesome. So there you have another 20 places or so throughout the U.S. We'll keep going through these over time. Hope you get an opportunity to visit some of these. Bon voyage.